It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Thursday morning. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm your host for Pep Talk, Jenna Barr, and I am super excited because I have a couple of friends with me in studio, Troy and Tiffany Uchauffeur.
Hey, hey.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited because what we're about to address is a very pressing topic. It's something we cannot ignore, and it's something that's far too prevalent. And I want to go ahead and kind of just give you the reins. Tell us, well, first of all, you guys are the founders of Change Unchained. If you try to say it five times fast, you will slip. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun to see people, what is that again? And then it clicks. I get it.
Yes.
So, Troy, let's just start with you. Change Unchained, what is the mission and why?
So let's go back a little bit. On how we even got back here to Pensacola to start this. So myself, I've been working in the human trafficking world in some aspects since about 2012 when we were, so I'm active duty military. We're an active duty military family. We were stationed here from 2010 to 2016 here in Pensacola. And during that time, we started doing some work through Liberty Church, also with Brad Dennis, on just outreach things. That's it. Going and talking to individuals on the street. And that's where I started to learn about exploitation and trafficking and things of that nature. And that work continued until we transferred away in 2016. And during that time, from 2017 to 2020, we were stationed in Colorado and in Utah, where we were involved, but definitely not on the level we were here in Pensacola. And then, you know, the personal side of the house. So something happened in our own home. So not necessarily to get into all the details,
right.
But the reason why we're so passionate about this is because this issue came and knocked on our front door and touched our family directly. And so, as I said, active duty military, at the time I'm stationed in Utah, when the Navy said, look, we're going to transfer you back to Pensacola. This was last May. Because this is when we found out about this incident, and they thought for us to take care of the situation and love on and be with the family members that were victimized by this, we needed to be here where our family member was most comfortable and where we had a support system. So when I was traveling here in May, I stopped. As I'm moving all of our stuff, we're moving from Utah back to Pensacola. My world is just... Our world is upside down. Everything's changing in a week. I'm in a hotel in Texas by myself. Just got out of the U-Haul after 16 hours of driving. And I'm thinking, what can I do to even broach this topic in the area I'm about to go back to? So when we were stationed here before, I was the trainer for a thing called Fixed on Fitness, and our branch was out in Perdido. So it's an outdoor boot camp, charged X amount of dollars. People came out 4 days a week, mornings and afternoons. And I was like, you know what? Instead of me charging, what I'll do is I'll start the boot camp back up in the same location. It'll be three times a week, and I'll bring other established organizations in to speak at the end of these workouts, and in turn also give them opportunities to free will donate towards us to go towards operations, which we can touch on here in a moment. And this, it morphed so quickly. So the boot camp, so Change Unchained started as a boot camp. It blew up really, really fast. So we were having at times upwards of 50 individuals show up. Donations, we ended up accumulating $12,000 in the GoFundMe. And
thank
this,
you.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
it's amazing.
It is.
It's unbelievable, beautiful. And we'll kind of go over what that's gone towards because there's like tangible payback for those donations that I'd like to talk about. But during this time, my wife and I garnered relationships with these organizations that we were bringing in, like yourself, mm-hmm. right? So we wouldn't be sitting here doing this interview if it wasn't for Change Unchained. And as the months went on and we neared December, actually November, we decided to make this a legitimate 501c3. So we submitted to be a nonprofit. Everything's done. Now there is like little final steps that have to be finalized,
always.
But that's just because the IRS is backed up.
Dude,
oh, it's a nightmare. But thoroughly worth it, right?
Yes.
And so what has happened now is there was a long-term dream that Tiffany and I had about, you know, what's the long-term role? Like, I'm 43. I can't do an outdoor boot camp for long, you know?
Right.
I got a lot of military years under me. I'm kind of beat up. But I love yelling at people. And
you yell at me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Jen has been out there a few times. So what our long-term dream was to have a parcel of land out in a very rural area away from everything where we can have essentially like a tiny house village.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 to 6 little tiny houses, because my wife and I are that kind of minimalist mm-hmm. tiny house living kind
yes.
of people. That's where we are coming from in Utah. And that dream has come to fruition over the last couple months as we found that parcel of land. We're about to close on it. And so with my orders in Pensacola ending in May. So when you get the type of orders that I'm on, it's only for a year. They let you get your issue resolved,
right,
or at least the best it can be in a year. And then you got to go away. So in May, I have to go away. Mm-hmm. I'm going to finish my career somewhere else. But the rest of my family is going to stay here. And that's the kind of all in we are about. Like, we're showing people this isn't just
words.
Yeah.
Right.
It's full on action as much as we can show.
And sacrifice.
Absolutely.
It takes a lot of sacrifice. And so getting from that point, and I just want to reiterate, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're sitting with Troy and Tiffany Uchauffeur, founders of Change Unchained. And it started as Troy was in the military. I mean, he had seen things already just being involved in that aspect. Then it hit home, literally, unfortunately, and became a reality, a very harsh reality that millions of people around the world, there's over 40 million people who are currently being trafficked. It became a reality in our backyard. And so coming back here, it could have just turned south, but instead they decided to take something that was really negative, really hard and ugly, and turn it into something that would be beautiful and impact the world. So getting people fit on top of that for free, let me just add, and giving people the opportunity to realize, hey, you have it in you to get healthy. You have it in you to do more. You have a purpose, and we want to teach you something extra because you can get your body moving, but you need to get your brain moving, and you need to get that purpose in you moving as well. That's a game changer. And then continually being shown, hey, that tiny house village that you see in your mind, that one that's in your heart, it's going to happen. And look, it's happening. I mean, it takes time. Like you said, there's so many T's to cross, I's to dot, tape to cross.
There's such a long path
left.
Yes. But the boot camp, there's something beautiful that happened. You know, so I suspended doing the boot camp in December for weather and holidays and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But in that 4 months, along with just getting a free workout, so if you've ever been to one of my workouts, they can get rough. They can get really, really rough. I definitely will push you to your limit. But you achieve a level of vulnerability mm-hmm. when you get to that point. And what my favorite part of that entire thing that we did was in that state of vulnerability, and then you come in and you have these experts from other organizations come and speak to this crowd at the end about what they do, about human trafficking here at home and child exploitation and things of that nature. In some of these people, it dredges up some history mm-hmm. from their own past.
Right.
And I watched multiple people finally, I'm talking people that have pushed this stuff way, way down, where it came to the surface 10, 20, 30 years later, and they decided to deal with it.
Right. Fitness can do that.
Right. And what a beautiful thing that while being, you know, tortured as far as workout goes, because that's how
you're
I
welcome.
View it.
That's the good word.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You know, they're also being educated.
Yes.
And then healing, you know, within them, and then the opportunity to be able to contribute to the healing of another human being. I mean, it's amazing.
I want to talk more about that. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more from Change Unchained.
Business owners, when I say digital marketing, what comes to mind? Are you instantly overwhelmed? Don't be. Hey, I'm Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and I totally get the overwhelm, but I'm here to help. It's easy to get overwhelmed as a business owner. You're constantly pulled in every direction. When it comes to marketing, you need somebody you can trust. A partner, one that's here locally, that knows your business, knows your market, and knows how to create successful marketing campaigns that drive traffic and produce results. Your marketing partnership begins here. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. ADX Digital is proud to be a sister company to your local favorite radio stations, including Cat Country, News Radio, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you and your team to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel because you have questions. We all do. What sort of doctor should I be seeing for this problem? What kind of testing do I need done? We talk about your health problems. Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Pensacola Children's Chorus, One World Concert, I Pink I Can Run, and the Pensacola Symphony's 2021 opening night. We're everywhere you are because we're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Inside the House or Out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and I'm in studio with the founders of Change Unchained. And Troy, Tiffany, I want to talk a little bit about getting involved, because we know it's an issue. We know that, you know, it's right in our backyard. Nobody is going to avoid it. It's just a topic that we need to talk about, and that's human trafficking.
Absolutely.
But let's talk about how people can get involved with y'all.
Okay, so I'm gonna not just involve us and how you can get involved with us, but there are some legitimate, credible, established organizations right here in Pensacola that have been here for a while that need help as well. That's the biggest question we always get is, you know, how can we get involved? Whenever you hear a story about trafficking or exploitation, mm-hmm. your heart breaks.
Yes, yes.
So there's a few things, and it all depends on what you're willing to do, mm-hmm. because this, when you start down this rabbit hole, and you can ask my wife, who started as an advocate, you know, handing out flyers, mm-hmm. type of thing, and now she's full on in case management, dealing with actual cases in tandem with law enforcement. When you go down that rabbit hole, it's fast, it's dark, and you have to remember why you're doing it, and also remember to step out of it once in a while. Yes. And breathe. Mm-hmm. So as far as getting involved, there's a few ways. You can just stay surface level and help with advocacy and awareness mm-hmm. trainings. There is a couple things that we have going on. So on March 14th and April 23rd, we've been asked by the Pensacola Ice Flyers to come and man their merchandise booths. And a portion of those proceeds will go towards our nonprofit. And we need some volunteers. So you can, I know people are probably driving around or at work. So the easiest way to find out how to contact us is just to go to our website. Super simple. It may not sound simple, but changeunchained.com. So changeunchained.com, you can go. It'll contact us directly if you're interested in that. But also, so I spoke about the boot camp that we did, how this whole thing started. Well, with myself leaving, obviously this will not continue. Mm-hmm. So March 27th, which is a Saturday, will be our final boot camp workout out at Helen Carroll Elementary School. It's going to be at 10 a.m. and it's for you. You don't have to do anything. You just got to show up. Bring a bottle of water. Bring a full size towel.
Bring a friend.
Bring a friend. Bring your. There's no age restrictions. Now there is a playground out there. It is a school. So, I mean, what we do out there, your 4-year old probably, well, maybe.
Well, they jump in. You know, you've seen my kids out there. They love running around. There's a playground for them to play at. It's so much fun, and the weather. It's going to be nice. Let's just say that.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, everything crossed. Yes.
But as far as, so that's kind of the surface level, right? Yes. So let's talk about how to get involved. So that pertains to some other organizations that we partner with and work with exclusively. And that would be Class Kids and Called to Rescue and NECI. I'm missing one. The Secret Place.
Yes.
The safe house here in the area. So they require, all of them need volunteers. If you volunteer with Called to Rescue and Class Kids, you'll have the opportunity to do more of the operational side of the house. And
again, operational does not mean we're going to go kick doors down.
Yeah.
Sometimes it means countless hours, on a computer.
Yes.
Let's talk about that real quick. I think it's important. And thank God, there's a million groups out there that are now groups combating human trafficking, mm-hmm. and that's great. You need to be very careful on who you get involved with. And what I mean by that is there's a right way to do this,
yes.
and there's a wrong way to do this. And the wrong way gets not only yourself in trouble, but can get the victim you were trying to get in the first place in some even deeper trouble.
Right.
So.
Well, and it's important to work with law enforcement. You know, we want the individuals that are perpetuating this to be held accountable for their actions. We want them put away. And so it's of the utmost importance that things are done correctly according to the law.
We are not law enforcement. We don't arrest anybody.
Right.
So we work in tandem because we've built a rapport and a relationship with local law enforcement where we will do the intel gathering, maybe surveillance, whatever. And when we have the intel that says, hey, this individual's here and this is happening and here's the evidence, we give that to law enforcement. They verify it and they swoop in.
Yep.
So I just wanted to clarify that we are not some vigilante group.
Right.
That doesn't work. And I don't like those.
Right.
Groups.
And we want to respect law enforcement. We want to be there to support them. And that's kind of what
absolutely.
And we
it's
know Brad Dennis, that his reputation with Class Kids and Called to Rescue, with being able to have that relationship with law enforcement across the country, pretty much.
Yes.
And I do want to tap on, when we come back from the break real quick, about the Big Search and celebrate that. But please feel free, go online, changeunchained.com, to sign up and find out how to help at those Ice Flyer Nights, how to get signed up for the final, well, we don't want to call it the final workout. I don't want to call it that because I know you'll be back
absolutely
to get
us. Yes, I will. I will come back and get you.
But the next workout for now. I'll just say that.
That's fair. That's
so
fair.
We want you to get involved. We want you to meet people who are like-minded in this. So please go ahead, check them out online. Change Unchained. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about selling your house? Perhaps wondering if right now is the best time to sell? Absolutely. The real estate market is hot and inventory in our area is low, but the demand is high, which means every day you wait to list your house might be costing you valuable time and money. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team with Leavenrinke Realty are the people to call to help you get your house sold. Christina and her team are committed to getting you the most money for your home and are here to help you every step along the way. Christina and her team have approved buyers prepared to close on a house, and there's simply not enough houses available. That means there's absolutely no reason you should wait any longer. Call Christina and her team right now at 850-723-9158. There's no obligation, absolutely no risk. Call Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team with Leavenrinke Realty right now. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Sick and tired of staying home? You need a big old dose of get out of there. And you don't have to go far to go out and get it. In fact, when you play right here at home, you help out all kinds of local businesses, which helps thousands of your neighbors at the same time. So when you're ready, get out to Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key, your home remedy for cabin fever. Download the new Experience Pensacola app and plan your next adventure.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Troy and Tiffany Ushifer of Change Unchained have been enlightening us this morning about how we can get involved, whatever way you feel is necessary to combat human trafficking in our area and around the country. And I want to talk about that. Y'all just went on a big search.
Yeah, it's actually, that's what it's called. It's called the Big Search, which is an annual event that takes place in different cities during the Super Bowl week and weekend. And so this year we were in Vegas, like a few of the other years, and we were there the entire week before the Super Bowl and then the weekend of the Super Bowl. What happens is law enforcement gives us X amount of
missing children
that are feared to be being exploited. I'll just word it like that. Okay. And our job is to try and find them, and a number of different NGOs or non-governmental organizations come together and work in tandem to do that. And there was probably about 50, 60 individuals there across 4 or 5 different organizations, including us. And we ended up at the end of the week locating 15 missing children and
wow.
3 adults.
That's amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it was, I did not come back the same person that I was when I went there. And it goes to show, like, when people think of human trafficking, it's such a catch-all term. So a lot, there's cages and basements and things that nature, right? And mm-hmm. and those things are real, and it does occur. But many of the cases are happening right out front, like the one we had in Vegas, where it's a mother using her daughter, mm-hmm. A father using his daughter or son, to pay off debts or a number of different things. So the point I'm trying to make is that it's not as underground and hidden mm-hmm. as most people think.
Right. It's prevalent. It's there. And we know that over 85% of it is familial. They know their yes. perpetrator, and you can get involved. You can get that training to go on the next big search, whenever it is. I'm sure there's more coming up, but it also takes financial support to get you to these missions, to these events where you can help? So can they go on your website and give?
So if this is something you would like to monetarily support, and she mentioned it, there should be another big search coming. It is in August. We're going to Orlando. So if you'd like to donate to our cause, go to changeunchained.com. There's a link there. And